1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The escaped prison inmate from Boise, Idaho has been caught along with an accomplice who helped him get out. Both men now accused of two murders while they were on the run.
At one of the murder scenes, investigators say Skylar Meade's shackles were found, indicating to them that he was involved in that murder. The two murders were both of men in different rural Idaho counties. In the area of one of them, the getaway vehicle was found. It's unclear whose car they were in when they were in a chase, and they were arrested about an hour and a half southeast of Boise. No shots were fired during the arrest.
ABC's Alex Stone. There is a vote scheduled for today by shareholders of a shell company that's looking to merge with Donald Trump's media business. The deal could open the door for Trump's return to the stock market and make it easier for him to get a loan to cover the $454 million civil judgment in his trial. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken returns to Israel for peace talks, the U.S. is drafting a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate Gaza ceasefire. This is ABC News. Russia launching its largest missile attack in months on Ukraine, at least 150 missiles and drones striking all over the country, many hitting power plants. Hijacking in Los Angeles, a man taking over an empty bus.
A man verbally threatening the bus driver before reaching into his waistband for a gun and ordering, "Just drive." The bus careening through traffic. The hijacker grabbing the wheel, colliding with an occupied vehicle before plowing into the Ritz-Carlton at a high speed. The suspect fleeing on foot, taken into custody, now being held on kidnapping charges. In front of the crashed bus, police discovering what appeared to be a handgun that turned out to be a BB gun.
That's ABC's Zoreen Shaw. So long, Stumpy. Name of a gnarled old cherry tree near the Tidal Basin in Washington, D.C. It's one of about 100 of the iconic trees that'll have to be taken down after this year's cherry blossom festivities. They need to be removed to allow for work on the seawall. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Join us for our annual Bock Fest on March 23rd. Kiss Old Man Winter goodbye and celebrate the coming of spring with the annual release of our roaming goat Maibach. Have your beer poked by the campfire and dance to live music with the Jason Pettit Band starting at 5 p.m. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is challenging thousands of signatures in a petition looking to force a recall election against him, while the state Supreme Court is deciding whether the signatures need to come from the maps he was elected on or the state's new legislative maps. Voss says they're short either way. He says that nearly 100 pages of signatures have a litany of errors and should be tossed. A former associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. He was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
That's Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing Wednesday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks hold off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 115-108. Milwaukee jumped out to a 20-point lead early. Doc Rivers.
The first half, the ball was hopping. It was beautiful. And then we kind of went back to that old, you know, hold the ball, no movement style, which we're talented enough to get away with it, but it's not the way you're going to win in the long run. And we had to play ourselves through that, and I thought we did that.
March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Western Kentucky this afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Tyler Kolek back for Marquette after suffering that strained oblique muscle injury. Tonight, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Tip-off time, 8:40. Greg Gard on facing JMU's Terrence Edwards.
He's like some of the guys we've seen in our league. Just he can score. I mean, he just knows how to find the bottom of the basket. And he's the MVP of that league for a reason.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Snow will gradually end by later this morning or early afternoon, and we could get another couple inches, maybe a little more by the time it all winds down. Our high 36, the wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 35. We have more rain and snow on the way by Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 2, a live report from the NCAA tournament and more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It is time to wake up now.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind.
Go yourself.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
With lots of love and a hearty, how you doing this morning, neighbor? It's the John and Gordy Show, only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
We'll do that. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Pass the baton.
Yep.
Mad Radio. We got to get the Mad Pad out again. You know, that intro. Look at this.
Yeah. What?
We're looking out the window, and the snow is falling like it's like a scene out of a movie.
It's like a snow globe out there.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Started up about 10 o'clock last night, and it's been
lightly snowing. Well, it hasn't been snowing on our way in. It didn't snow at all.
Yeah, it was a little bit
but
light.
Now it's gorgeous, mm-hmm. Right?
Supposed to snow till about 10 or 11 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, right. The roads are spotty at best.
A little slushy.
There
little
are slippery spots here and there. And
mm-hmm.
So just watch yourself on curves.
Right.
If you know a curve is coming up,
slow down.
Very, very careful on that curve.
Yeah.
I think they iced the curves just to add a little interest.
Were you slipping and sliding a little bit?
Well, just a little. Campus Drive where it empties out.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
You know.
You know. Onto Johnson. You know, that curve is dangerous.
It is. Yeah. It's always been like that.
Oh, you know.
Huh? So it's cloudy, and we got that light snow coming down. So get up a little early, brush it off your car. You know, make sure you got good tires.
Make sure to check your windshield wipers always.
Got to check those wipers all the time. It's 28 degrees, feels like 19. It's really not that bad. Cloudy, and this afternoon high around 35. It's the John and Gordy Show.
It's
for Friday.
Yeah. I guess God has shaken the Madison snow globe.
Okay. And it's still shaking a little bit. Yeah, people are out dealing with it this morning. The plows are out. They're dealing with
it. We're
going
to have to see how they manage the sidewalks out here. The city's pretty good at those sidewalks.
You bet. Yeah, got to take care of the sidewalks.
Yeah.
That's right. So here it is Friday.
I'm just looking. We're watching a little bit of CNN here. And they're talking about how in Pennsylvania and Michigan, 25% of the voters there say that there's a chance that they could change their vote.
Right. They might change their minds. They might change their minds.
I'm just like, really?
25%.
Is there really a question about, should it be Biden or should it be Trump?
Undecided.
I don't know. You know, it just doesn't. What could tip me in the other direction?
It's crazy.
What in the hell?
Maybe they're waiting for a third party candidate. You know, there's rumors Chris Christie might go independent. Oh, that's third party.
Let's put somebody out there to take votes away from Trump.
Yeah,
because RFK.
Yeah.
Is out there and he's got like 14%, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
If we end up in a dictatorship because that guy
easy
decided to feed his ego a little bit and live off the Kennedy name.
Right.
Wow, I am really not going to be happy.
Yeah, if it gets thrown into Congress as an electoral college vote, that could be bad for everybody.
It would be awful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. 10 minutes past the hour, and what kind of day is it today? Should we check the National Day calendar? Is it time to do that? We ready to go? Let's hit the music. Yeah. Which one of these days is it not? Or is it West Virginia Day? Is it or is it not Peppermint Schnapps Day?
Peppermint Schnapps Day. It's not that one.
Is it Bavarian Crepes Day?
Bavarian
Crepes. How do you say crepes? Is it Goof Off Day? Which one of those days is it not? Have you spoken, John Peterson?
I have. I actually mentioned what
Peppermint Schnapps Day.
Yes, Peppermint Schnapps. It's not that day.
Schnapps? you're correct. It's not that day.
Yes. Okay. There you go.
You win.
Now, were you having schnapps yesterday, last night, anytime? Is that why you came up with that?
I don't actually like peppermint schnapps.
I try to figure out why you think of what you think of to include in these days. And I'm trying to figure out how did he come up with schnapps? Was he shopping for schnapps?
No. I have no affinity to peppermint schnapps whatsoever. In fact, I don't really like the taste of peppermint schnapps.
Peppermint, it's awful.
Yeah, I know. It's too sweet. I don't know why I came up with that, although I know my former mother-in-law used to drink peppermint schnapps all the time.
Okay. Yeah.
And maybe I'm thinking of her memory, and I don't know why, but that just popped in my head.
Well, they have cinnamon schnapps.
Yeah. Yeah. And other
better
kind of
schnapps.
John, I don't know why you're looking at me. I've never tried it.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, I mean, you're like in Wisconsin.
Is it a Wisconsin beverage?
I think it is.
We should get a liquor expert in here early in the morning and test out some of these things.
This is a wonderful idea, Gordy.
Yeah, start drinking early. Yeah, especially on a day like this where, you're not going to do anything.
Well, we had the guy from Green Delivery Service in here. Yes. Why not somebody from a liquor store?
Yeah, just try little tiny samples.
Yes.
But all morning long for a couple of hours and just, see how it accumulates in our systems. Where are you going? Well, you got some liquor stored away?
I want to see the snow.
Okay. John's going over to the window.
He's like a kid in a candy store.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see what he's doing. He's pulling up the blinds.
It's on the other end there, buddy. What? Why don't you just pull up the whole blinds?
Chaos in the studio right now.
Invisible.
Sam has dialed up the State Street camera.
Oh,
so we're looking outside.
Yes. How does that look?
That's the scenery out there. Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Can't pick up the snow unless, it's just our screen.
No, you can see it just a little bit.
Can you?
It's coming down fast enough that it looks like rain, but
if you're watching
there is snow out there.
Facebook.
It started
YouTube.
Off with big, huge flakes, and now it's like snow.
But it's going to continue for 5 or 6 hours, so we'll see. I don't think we're going to get anywhere near what they were calling for, like 5 to 7 inches. No.
Well, it's funny. We have tables outside of our front door, and there's like 4 or 5 inches of snow stacked up.
Really?
And then you go out to the driveway, and the driveway is still kind of melted. You can see some of the blacktop underneath.
Yeah.
And that's also true on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a weird snowfall.
Yeah.
And we've had a couple of very cold days, so I wouldn't think that the ground is warm at this point, melting the snow, unless I'm incorrect.
Maybe we can get some of our John and Gordy weather spotters to call in and text in with how much snow is on your backyard, picnic table.
The weather spotters.
879-8255. Yeah, Mrs. McGillicuddy says there's 2 inches of snow on her bird feeder out there. The days of the weather spotters.
I love those. Yeah. Yeah, those.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
Nah,
they weren't that accurate.
No. Sam, do we have some days in history for today? What is it, the 22nd of March, I think it is?
Let's crack open the history books. Are you guys familiar with the Stamp
Act?
Yeah. Are you familiar with the Stamp Act?
You know, I've heard of the Stamp Act. It had something to do with taxes.
Yeah, you
got to
brush up on your colonial history.
1765?
1765. British Parliament passed the Stamp Act, and the colonists hated it.
What was the Stamp Act all about,
basically,
Sam?
Any piece of printed paper you had to pay a special tax on.
Okay.
And them colonists, they don't like their taxes, you know, so... everyone was really mad. There were a couple of riots that broke out in the colonies, and then they repealed it the next year.
Any piece of paper had to have a stamp on it?
Yep. So, like, playing cards, letters,
what kind
official
of stamp,
documents.
What kind of stamp?
Just like a government approval stamp. Oh,
like a seal of some kind?
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
That seemed like a dumb idea.
That was really a stupid idea.
Well, those colonists, you know, they didn't have much to go by.
Thank God they didn't have printers at that time.
Right. Yeah. What else happened on this
today? Today, 1934, the first Masters Golf Tournament was held.
Okay.
Boy, yawn.
Yeah, exactly.
Did they have the green jackets back then, in the very first one? Has that been the deal?
I don't know. I'd need to check on that.
Okay.
I've never watched the Masters, so I don't know.
Oh.
No, don't check. Don't check on that.
Yeah, I don't think I will.
My God, golf.
I know. It's the most boring thing on TV. Geez,
what the hell?
Some almost history.
Yes.
1972, the Senate passed the Equal Rights Amendment.
Okay.
But it wasn't ratified by the states.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What could have been. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe someday. Maybe
well,
someday.
I know. We're trying to get this passed. This is ridiculous. Basically, they're holding it up because they don't want women to have equal rights.
Mm-hmm. 50 years later.
Yeah, crazy.
Jeez. How do they get away with this? A whole party. The whole party is getting away with not providing equal rights for women.
Mm-hmm. I know.
What is this? It's so surreal. This part, Republicans can do anything they want. That's insane. Completely nuts. And they get away with it, and people just forget, and they move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
But we do one little thing wrong, and suddenly it just blown out of proportion, and suddenly we're the worst party in the world. We're terrorists, and we hate America. What?
God. Okay.
I'm just
all right, John. Calm down.
It's only 16 minutes past the hour.
Get angry.
It's
get
a
angry
long
late.
Way to go here, partner.
Yeah, got a second. One other bit of history that I just had to include on here because it was like so funny and surreal. In 2008, the first international pillow fight took place in 25 cities across the world.
Wow.
How is it an international pillow fight?
I think it's just like a ton of people having a pillow fight all at the same
time. Yes, yes.
Okay.
And is there like a winner?
I don't know.
Maybe
how there
just could
for
be.
The fun of it.
Yeah. Yeah, just for fun.
Yeah.
We could do that right here in town.
Let's have a pillow fight.
That's
a wonderful idea.
I'm all for it.
I love that.
Yeah. We'll just beat each other up with pillows.
Pillows.
That's how we get our aggression out.
That's right.
Got a couple birthdays today. William Shatner was born in 1931.
Mm. Wow.
He's getting up there.
He's getting up there, and he's just fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. He's doing well.
Good health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talked about it one time, I believe in an interview. He said that every time he gets a cold or something hurts, his back leg hurts or his back, or he's got you know sinus problem. He always thinks this is it. You know, this is the final one.
Well, he went up into space there for a few minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the oldest person to have gone into space.
Wow. Yeah. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
And he survived.
Two other birthdays. James Patterson, 1947.
Yes.
And Reese Witherspoon, the actress, 1976.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's pretty young.
Yeah. What's she done lately? She been in any movies?
She's done a lot.
She kind of became
a
producer,
think what
I think.
It is, but yeah.
All right. Well, good.
Well, let's see that.
Celebrity birthdays. What?
They've got the sidewalk.
The buffer.
Sweeper.
The sweeper buffer is
sweeping
that snow off the sidewalks.
And it's good. Look at that. It's just dry as heck. All right.
Great stuff.
Well, I'm listening to the music.
It's 18 minutes past the hour, John. We'll be back with more, including RFK Jr. Well, he said no to vaccines. Is it good? Is it effective? What's he thinking of now?
Now he's caught in his own words.
All right. It's coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Badgers win it! Where did they dig in defensively tonight?
This
Wisconsin, the number 5 seed in the South region of this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament. The team's overall big dance record with 10 Sweet 16s and 4 Final Fours. But when did Wisconsin win it all? 2000, 1941, 2015, 1954. The answer coming up. The Badgers are one of only 5 schools to make a trip to the Big Dance in at least 23 of the last 25 years. Duke's been there 24, and Gonzaga, Kansas, and Michigan State 25 in a row. So when did Wisconsin win it all? UW's first and so far only NCAA championship, 1941. Still a winning slice of Wisconsin. And go Badgers! I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. The capital city is getting a little snow today, not a lot, you know.
Yeah,
it looks like it's really coming in thick up north.
Uh-huh. Is it?
It seems like that from the radar anyway.
All right.
Should check with Brittany Merlot, unless she was snowed in herself up there.
She's probably pretty busy this morning, but we could reach out and see. Yeah, I don't think we have more than, you know, maybe an inch or two in Madison at the moment. It's kind of wet.
I don't know. I think it's like 4 inches, but I think it's melting on the sidewalks and streets.
Maybe a couple inches.
She did say it was going to be like 33, 34 degrees down here today.
Right.
So it's a wet snow as well.
We've neglected to go through, and when I say we, I mean I, neglected to go through the National Day calendar information. You know, we threw them all out there, but we didn't go through them.
People wait, they want to know more about West Virginia Day and Bavarian Crepes Day.
Right. Well, let me tell you about National West Virginia Day.
Okay.
When
Country Roads. That's why we heard it.
That's right. When Virginia voted to secede from the Union, Western Virginians held firmly to the Union loyalties. Mm-hmm. They created their own constitution and approached Congress for statehood. So West Virginia, the 35th state, was admitted to the Union on June 20th, 1863. It seems like only yesterday.
Yes.
What else do you want to know about West Virginia?
Well, I feel better now knowing that.
It was the only state formed from another state. And one of two created during the Civil War. Okay. That's the whole story on West Virginia.
Yeah.
Now, let's move on. What's the next thing on the list? Bavarian Crepes Day?
Bavarian Crepes.
National Bavarian Crepes Day. I don't know if I've ever had a
day, but crepes?
Crepes? Crepes?
Crepes.
So how do you say crepes?
In the meta goods, creeps.
Serving up a light and airy dish. March 22nd annually recognizes National Bavarian Crepes Day.
You like your pancakes in crepe form, don't you?
I do. Yes. My first wife made wonderful crepes.
Yeah.
It was one of the only things that she knew how to do. We're no longer in touch.
Okay.
But
I don't know why, you know.
She was
at least
really
she
good
complimented
at
her crepes.
Well, she was big on French cuisine, but the crepes were just unbelievably great. And that's the only thing I really miss about her. those delicious crepes. Anyway, Bavarian crepes are a delicious, very thin pancake-like dessert.
Mm-hmm.
They're typically made from wheat flour or buckwheat flour, then filled, rolled, and then often topped with a glazed fruit, chocolate, or whipped cream. Boy, doesn't this sound great?
Sounds really good.
In Bavaria, crepes are called Palatschinke, something, Palatschinke. Boy, that's a word and a half.
It is.
While similar to French crepe, the Bavarian crepe batter doesn't need to rest before using.
I'm a big fan of shreddy crepes.
Shreddy crepes?
I really like shreddy crepes.
I've heard they're good. It's Goof Off Day. Hey, what a day for us. National Goof Off Day.
Okay. We've been doing that ever since we started.
This is
this
episode
morning.
number 101. Yeah, we're starting.
It's like Radio 101.
That's
right
it.
Right here.
National Goof Off Day each year gives everyone the opportunity to have a little extra fun. The day is also known as International Goof Off Day. It's a day to relax, enjoy, and goof off. Do something fun. Leave work early. Everybody needs to take a break from time to time. It is often so easy to get so involved in work and pressures in our daily lives. So stop. Take a break. Find something different to do. Okay?
Hear what
National
you got
Goof
there.
Off Day. What are you playing?
This is the theme to the TV show Goof Troop from the early 90s.
Goof Troop?
Ah.
Never heard of it.
There it is. The Goof Troop.
I'm not aware of the Goof Troop.
It was a Disney animated show back in like the early 90s.
So you watched it as a kid? As a Disney kid show?
Every once in a while.
I watched it a little bit, but the Goofy movie was based off of the show, and it's one of my favorite movies.
Oh yes, Goofy.
Goofy.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Is that a childhood version of Goofy?
No, it's Goofy and his kid, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Well, I forgot about Goofy.
Goof Off Day.
Yeah.
It's perfect for Goof Off Day. All right.
And you need special permission to get Goof Off Day going, right?
I mean,
you need somebody, some adult to give you permission to goof off all day?
No, I think you kind of do it behind their back. Goof off while they're not looking. Yeah.
Wow.
Take it easy.
Pretty sneaky stuff.
Okay. So we were talking about RFK Jr. What's going on with him lately? What's he up to with the vaccines? Is he on board with vaccines now? Has he changed his stance?
No. He's kind of, you don't really know whether he changed his stance or not, but a PBS reporter asked him about a comment he made a while back, and that would be cut 566.
Okay.
And this is what happened. Okay. I love the sound effect in it, by the way.
Okay.
Let's listen to this. Here.
What are my views on vaccines?
Well, you've said previously that no vaccine is safe or effective, which is...
I've never said that.
You did say that in a podcast interview in July.
Never said that.
You did say that. There are quotes and that recording
you are
is there.
Wrong and you're making something up.
On Fox News.
There's no vaccine that is... safe and effective.
That's it.
There we go.
Whoa. Well.
He sounds sickly. Like, his voice is so gravelly.
It's always been like
that. It's always been like that,
His mother had a very similar voice affectation thing going on. Yeah, Rose Cannon.
And it is really irritating.
Well, there's nothing you can
really
do.
We used to listen to
it.
Him on Air America.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. He was a host.
So we got used to it that way. But, but anyway, he made that comment. He's always, he really does not like vaccines at all.
Right. You know, the other day they invited the Kennedy family to the White House. Did you see the picture of this?
No.
This happened like a week or so ago, and they had the entire, every Kennedy that they could find.
Yeah.
There must have been 30 or 40 Kennedys standing there with Joe Biden and Jill Biden in front of the White House.
Great.
Everybody except RFK Jr. He
really?
Didn't show up. Yeah. Yeah. He had nothing to do with it, and they don't want anything to do with him. Yeah. They've really distanced themselves from him. So.
What a strange thing to do.
It is.
Run for office, make everybody hate you in your family.
Yeah, but use the family name.
And use the family name and make it seem like you know what you're talking about half the time, but he really doesn't. He's formed his ideas these ideas have become twisted and convoluted as well. And we're all kind of shocked at what he's saying now. Because, we used to listen to him on Air America. He made so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
He did a show with another attorney, and they were just, fantastic. They're great environmentalists.
Right. I was just going to say, they were all over environmental law and what should be happening. And he was really good at that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And all of a sudden, here we are, right?
Yeah.
He even almost convinced me that vaccines may be a little dangerous, or some of them, that still use mercury. In the solution, which obviously is crazy. They wouldn't do that anymore. But but now he's formed weird and different ideas.
Yes.
not just about vaccines.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how it all goes for him this election year. He's getting a little bit of support out there,
right?
You know, as a third-party candidate.
Yeah, I've got a really great comment from Frank Zappa coming
really?
Up. Yeah, oh, it's right. Christian Frank. Nationalism. Excellent. He was talking about it way back when, so we'll check that out.
News, weather, and we'll have much more coming up.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
There's another new milk processing plant coming online in the state of Kansas, but it's happening at a time when the state's milk production is going down. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Matt Treadle, dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, says that makes for interesting conversations on where the milk that will fill that processing facility will come from.
They're a very important state, especially moving forward. There's a big processing plant that's coming to town in Dodge City, Kansas, that Hillmar plant. And the fact that we are growing capacity in Kansas, yet we have declining milk production in the state and neighboring states of New Mexico and Texas, it really makes you kind of wonder what's going to happen there and where all the milk is going to come from. That's a big plant that's coming online. I mean, that's 8 million pounds a day of production. And if we're making year-over-year declines in that particular state, we'll see. But that piqued my interest.
Matt Trannell, dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville. That Hillmar cheese plant being built in Dodge City, Kansas, is expected to be operational by this fall. Markets in overnight electronic trade, nothing but red ink. Numbers are next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese actually dropped 2.5 cents to 147. 40-pound block cheese was down 5.25 at 139.75. Double A butter down 1.75 to 282 a pound. Nothing but red ink this morning for our grain trade. December corn's down 3 right now at 473. November soybeans are down a dime at 1193. July wheat's down 4 at 558 a bushel. The April Class 3 milk in Chicago right now up 7 cents at 1581. May milk, that's up 9 right now at 1634 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. Please make sure that you follow us on social media, Fabulous Farm Babe and Midwest Farm Report. I'm PM Yankee.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Snow will gradually end by later this morning or early afternoon, and we could get another couple inches, maybe a little more by the time it all winds down. Our high 36, the wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 35. We have more rain and snow on the way by Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Give any room in your home a stunning new look and feel with Palisade Wall Planks from Menards. These easy-to-install, waterproof planks require no mortar and have a natural wood grain or tile look, making them ideal for bathrooms, kitchens, and laundry rooms. They can be installed over concrete, plywood, drywall, and even existing tile. Save big money on your next home improvement project with Palisade Wall Planks, now at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media now proudly presents... Proudly? Seriously, that's a stretch. How about, here they are, John and Gordy. Let's go with that, shall we?
Right.
Who writes this crap?
I'll go with that.
What did she say at the end there?
I missed that. She hates you. Apparently. She has it up for you. I don't
you,
know what it is.
Me? What are you talking about? I think
Mad
she's
Radio,
talking about you.
Mad Radio WMDX, probably.
Yeah.
92.7 FM, 1580 AM, the capital city, Madison. Broadcasting live this morning as usual.
Yeah.
Until they replace us with AI, and I'm
you're looking I'm forward
just,
to that.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. You know, we got a new coffee machine, so maybe the AI machine is next.
It's taking over. It's taking over everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Listen, it could happen. Yeah. You know, well, you're joking about it now, but you know.
I have my Gen Z sons on the lookout for something AI that we can bring in here.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, we've been thinking about it, kicking it around.
Right.
Haven't really found the perfect AI to use here. But,
right.
You know.
I want something with a face on it so we can sit here and chit-chat and, right. And say, what was that expression about?
Ask it questions.
See what it says.
See if we can get it into a conversation.
Why? Do you think I look guilty? And then it'll say, yes, you look guilty. And just lay this trip on an AI generated.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, you know, it would be challenging to see what happens.
Now, do you have that thing?
You got it queued up?
Queued up yet? There, I'm sitting here just. Flailing.
I had to wait for like 30 seconds for an ad to play.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because
I believe I have. I don't know what Jared Kushner looks like. You told me to queue it up to him, but oh, I think
wait,
I have
wait, you don't know who Jared Kushner?
I don't know what he looks like. No.
Well, it doesn't matter because the anchor says, "Check this out," and then it goes to Kushner. It's a video clip.
He's kind of a slender guy with an old-fashioned haircut.
Well, I think we've got it right.
Yeah,
at the
I
right
think
spot.
He's got it here. But we wanted to feature Jared Kushner saying some amazing thing about Gaza and the Palestinians. Maybe just if they just cleared things out for the lakefront property. Well, here let's listen to it. Here, here's okay. Jared Kushner.
This. Let me play it for you, and I want to get your thoughts.
In Gaza's waterfront property, it could be very valuable to if people would focus on kind of building up, livelihoods. You think about all the money that's gone into this tunnel network and into all the munitions. If that would have gone into education or innovation, what could have been done? And so I think that it's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there. But I think from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up.
There you go.
A little bit of an unfortunate situation. That's what Gaza is.
Well, yeah, I think if you just move the people out.
Right.
There you go.
Clean it up.
Mm.
Got lakefront property.
Yep. Very valuable
waterfront
property right there. Yeah. It's something, it's such an amazing comment.
Well, that's why Jared Kushner is Jared Kushner. You know, he's just thinking about the upside, economic upside, how to turn, something that's bad into something good and profitable for him.
And profitable.
Yeah.
Right.
For him and... Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's looking into purchasing some lakefront property on the Gaza Strip.
Let's see how that works out.
I'm a little breathless.
He's just a businessman.
Yeah.
The end justifies the means, right?
That's it.
That's got to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be a profit center. You know, a future Trump property, perhaps.
Well, you know how
when he retires.
I've been on a little rant here. I'm bringing to the Frol Four. What do they call it? To the fore or to the forefront?
Sure.
I'm trying to put a focus, basically, on Christian nationalism because it is a big influence with the mega party.
Right.
And it's odd. I know they think Trump has something to do with Christianity, or at least he's being protected by God.
Mm-hmm.
So Frank Zappa, many, many, many years ago, was interviewed, and he brought up Christian nationalism on this interview, and I just want to play it for you. It's 568.
Frank Zappa.
Yep, and he basically tells it like it is. And this is basically, who's the interviewer? King?
John King?
No, the old guy, smoked cigarettes. He had a late night show for years.
Oh, Larry King.
Larry King. He was on with Larry King.
Charlotte, go ahead.
And then, of course, they were talking about banning some of his music or people complaining about Frank Zappa's looks or the lyrics in his songs.
Right.
But Zappa wouldn't have any of that. He wanted to talk about Christian nationalism. Let's check this out. It's great stuff.
The influence of fundamentalist theory, let's call it, in American politics is, I think, beyond the limit of what the government should tolerate in terms of church meddling. After all, these people pay no taxes. They're getting a free ride. The IRS can't look at their books. And you've got a president that owes them a lot because they use their television stations to help get him in.
But they have a right of free speech, which
you
would defend.
I defend.
And they have a right to say, I think Frank Zappa's lyrics are bad.
Of course. Okay. But they do not have a right to pass legislation or influence legislation which influences my life or the lives of people who don't agree with their point of view just because they've got an inn in Washington, D.C. And they keep putting up the smoke screen about government meddling in religion, but really it's religion meddling in government because of the economic influence there.
Now, what is their goal, do you think? They want to ban albums?
No, their goal is to take over the United States the same way the Ayatollah took over Iran.
You believe that?
I believe it. In submitting to pressure from a Christian organization. They have a right to their religion, they have a right to their point of view, but they do not have a right to control the world. Okay? I don't think anybody's got the right to do that. Now, that's what's up their sleeves. But you shouldn't cave in at all. Never bend over for a Christian. You know, when somebody says, if you'll just do this for us, think of what the ramification is. That's the foot in the door. The snake oil salesman is going to come in there and tell you to move your furniture around.
Move your furniture around.
Frank Zappa, he had it right.
Yeah. You know, King wanted him to keep going back to his music and, you know, the requests for, you know, censoring him on the radio. Mm-hmm. But he just focused on, no, this Christian nationalism thing. They want to rule the world.
Yeah, Frank was really in tune with not only the times, but also looking into the future. And, you know, remember when he was brought before Congress to talk about they were trying to ban certain albums and put warning labels.
Warning labels.
And Tipper Gore, Al Gore's wife, was all into this.
She'd love that
stuff. Oh, man. And so they had a big,
Protect the kids.
Yeah, committee meetings about that. And Frank Zappa just came in there and it just blew everybody away. About censorship and how the record companies were, you know, going after him and other rock acts for having explicit lyrics, and it all just fell apart.
It did.
I mean, they put a warning on, I think, for a few years on some of the albums, but then it all faded away.
And then no one cared, right? It just disappeared for a regulation.
Well, and then
it was gone.
And then rap music came along, and it was like, well, what can we do, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
Anyway. Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
He was great. I saw him once in concert. And he was not with the Mothers. You know, it was Frank Zappa and Mothers of Invention.
He kept changing the people behind him.
Well, this was after the Mothers. He went out. You know, he was an amazing composer. I mean, he would compose these orchestral, you know, stuff for orchestras. And I saw him with an orchestra in Boston. And he had a broken leg. Because you remember, he went over to tour in Germany somewhere. And somebody, an irate fan who was a boyfriend of somebody Zappa had pointed out in the audience, a woman, and the boyfriend got angry because he thought he got jealous, came up on stage and threw Zappa into the orchestra pit.
Wow.
This was not at the concert that I was at. This was like a few months before that. Broke his leg, broke his hip. I mean, he was in a long cast on one leg when I saw him, and he would... He would direct the orchestra, and then every once in a while, he'd turn around and just rip off a guitar solo in the middle of this, and then turn around and start directing the orchestra again. It was an amazing concert. He was an unbelievable gifted composer.
He was very, very gifted. There's a biography on one of the streaming channels about him.
I've not seen
that. In fact, I watched it, and he was an incredible taskmaster.
He didn't put up with any crap from those musicians at all. They had to sight read music.
And that's why they changed all the time.
All the time.
Because a lot of people just walked. They didn't want to deal with it anymore.
They couldn't take it.
Their rehearsals were like day-long rehearsals.
Brutal.
Before the concert. These people were just, you know, exhausted.
Yeah.
And he had it. He had to have it just right. And it seems strange, too, because it was...
It was
very complicated music.
Yeah, it was very bizarre music.
And you'd think, well, you know, how it seemed more ad-libbed.
Right. Abstract and, a lot of improv. But he had spaces in the music for
that. It was planned.
It was. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, he was a great musician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, you want to check that out. It's a great biography. And I have a lot of respect for him. Even though he, you know, was very cruel to a lot of the musicians that played with him. He had a vision, and it was I just admire that. Just the focus was incredible.
Yeah. And Dweezil, one of his sons, there's Dweezil and Amit, Moon Unit. Yeah, she's still around there, but they're all continuing to promote his music, and he recorded so much stuff. There's still stuff that are in the vaults that they're releasing.
Wow. Yeah.
They had a big fight about all the copyrights, of course, and all who owned what. But it's still out there, and Dweezil Zappa, I believe, still tours, and is a great guitar player on his own, and plays some of his father's music. So anyway,
all right. Well, you know, we started something a few days ago, and as usual here in the program, we forget about it. And it's Megas Say the Darndest Things.
Yeah,
and I thought we'd play track 442. To just check in and see what they're saying out there on the street, in interviews, on talk shows. Let's listen to what a few MAGAs feel about Trump and the direction of the United States.
Okay.
What is it about President Trump that makes you think he's one of the best presidents?
He is somebody that people can relate to. I mean, even though he's a multimillionaire, billionaire, he has that hometown personality. We can talk to him, you know, hear him, and it's good.
I feel like that's going to be studied in textbooks. How can a billionaire relate to the average working class American so well? But he does it, and he nails it. When he's talking, I'm like, he's fighting for me. He's fighting for me.
You think? You think he's really, really fighting for you? Yeah, and he's so rich and wealthy at this point. Yeah, that's not exactly working. I'll tell you, that was pretty short. Let's go to cut 456 and check out some more of the MAGA's comments about their golden idol, Trump.
He was a dictator for 4 years. Absolutely. This country needs a dictator. I hate to say that, but it's the truth.
He could stand on the front steps of the White House and commit murder, and I'm with him.
If he says it, then...
He was a dictator for 4 years. Absolutely. This country needs a dictator. I hate to say that, but it's the truth.
He could stand on the front steps of the White House and commit murder, and I'm
just
with him.
If he says it, then I'll go with it. And if he wants to be a dictator, then so be it.
Yeah.
He could stand on the front steps of the White House. Good Lord. Where will they find these people?
Yeah. The accent is something else. Wasn't there a cartoon... where they all talked like that.
What was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a man.
I can't remember it either, but it was King of the Hill.
Yeah.
And they all had that accent. This guy is right out of that.
Oh, it's funny stuff.
Hey, you can shoot somebody, and I'll support that. I don't mind that at all, you know.
Right on the steps of the White House.
Indeed, yeah.
Let me get some jaw.
I got to get some jaw.
Jaw.
All right. You know, I was listening to the Devils yesterday.
Yeah.
And they latched onto the Ron Johnson story like
Rojo.
Nobody's business.
They called him Rojo. Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed that.
They want to recall him.
Yes. That's right.
They didn't start off that way.
No.
Dom did not start off that way. Mm-mm. But after, you know, being beaten to death by Crute, he decided, yes, okay, all right, yes, I'd like to recall him. Okay.
Well, I think, Dom would like to recall him right away, but I think Crute was sort of on the, let's wait a year and then do it.
Yeah.
Just because of timing of the Senate and who's, you know, the Senate might be 49-50. Well,
I think
kind
it was
thing.
Egging him on.
Okay.
I think it was good.
It was good conversation.
Yeah, it was fun to listen to.
Real interesting. Yeah.
And
good stuff.
You'd think something like that could have happened a long time ago with
right.
Ron Johnson. I mean, he is dumb Ron Johnson. We all know that.
Well, you know, he speaks very highly of you. I don't know why you keep calling him that. Well, every time I run into him, he says, you know, that John Peterson, he's quite a guy.
And well, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
But, you know, he and I, we've had the outs lately.
All right. We'll have more on Ron Johnson when we return with the John and Gordy Show for Friday morning live from downtown Madison. Watch out for the snow.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Man, dig this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad.
It is a mad pad.
Yeah, it's Mad Radio.
That's right.
WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM and all of your social media dial. Mm-hmm. Check that out as well. And the Civic Media app, please.
That's right.
Go to that app and listen to us in flawless digital.
That's right. And coming up at the top of the hour, you know, 7 o'clock, it's one of our keyword hours. And we'll be telling you more about that. But you'll be able to ride into spring, maybe win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort and plenty of other prizes in that. We'll do that after 7 o'clock. Also, coming up in our next hour, Rocker will be here. Tell us what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend.
Yes.
A little bit later on.
And we'll get to Ron Johnson next hour as well.
Okay.
I've got some interesting cuts from the Ron Johnson files, so you might want to check that out. But first, I want to get to something... what Fox News did to a Biden interview. They really kind of manipulated the thing around a little bit, and we're looking at cut 532.
All right.
And this is what basically took place. You've heard of Kayleigh McEnany?
Yeah, wasn't she one of the
press secretary for Trump?
Right. Yeah,
she presented a deceptively edited clip claiming it showed President Biden in a confused state.
Okay.
They do this all the time. They are so good at this manipulation.
Yeah.
They just, you know, end a comment and it make it seem like he lost track of what he was thinking about. The edited clip shows Biden pausing and cuts away right as he's about to respond.
Yeah.
And he is obviously thinking about what he wants to say because it's a very sensitive moment. And you'll find out here, this is the lead-in. This is how they presented the clip on Fox News the other day, 5:32. Let's check it out.
Strong moment that the president... And after that strong moment that the president had of empathy highlighting the plight of the Israelis, Reporters caught up with him. It was a gaggle on Air Force One. It came after a 7-hour visit. In this case, there was no teleprompter, and he appeared visibly tired and confused.
Nice lead.
I spent an hour and a half about with 17 or 18 before. And I don't know how to say this.
You know, Dagan, it's no, there's no reason, there's no, I guess, lack of understanding as to why people question him on the world stage, because I loved some of the things he had to say on the teleprompter, but he got off and he could barely answer a question.
That's not true.
Well, he didn't. They didn't give him a chance to. I mean, sounded like he was just about to answer.
It was
they cut it off.
It was a very serious question, and he wanted to think about what he was going to say about it. A very sensitive issue. And here's the full context. Let's go to 5:33.
Okay,
and you'll find out why he paused the way he did at that point. Let's check it out.
17 or 18 before, and I don't know how to say this. Virtually every mass shooting, every circumstance where a large number of people have been victimized and lost, I spoke with them. I learned a long time ago, which you've all learned in your life as well. When someone's going through something that is beyond their comprehension, that they ever thought they'd have to go through, if they see someone who they think understands or maybe been through something not the same but similar, it gives them some sense of hope.
So that was Biden's response. Right. He was just, of course, you know, thinking about a question about first responders and survivors, and it was an emotional answer to a very, very touchy question.
Yeah.
And so he had to think about it. Of course, Fox News found a way to make it seem like he just lost track of his thought and got lost without a teleprompter. Of course, they brought that into the conversation,
sure.
Right? Teleprompter.
Yeah.
And now, of course,
it was a question about mass shooting, right?
Yeah,
and ramifications
and people and victims of, you know, disasters.
Right.
And he has to go and talk to them and empathize with them.
Right.
And he just wanted to give a solid answer to it. And this was just an ad lib thing. He was exhausted. I mean, he was, on tour, and he was, he's on a plane. He's getting on a plane completely wasted, and they're asking him these questions, and he's willing to take their questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the answer. And, of course, they found a way, Fox News found a way to make an issue out of it. And it's absolute cruelty.
Well, you can't just give a flippant answer to, you know, a heavy question like that. It does require a little bit of thought and, you know, sensitivity. And that's what he's got that Trump does not have.
Right.
You know, it's just a knee-jerk reaction, and Trump just changes the subject.
Well, Fox News
presents a word salad for everybody.
Have no idea what empathy is.
No.
In fact, they tried to drum it out of everything. Remember, there was a big issue: empathy. We can't have empathy in our schools.
Oh no, we don't want that.
We can't have that. So it's crazy stuff. I mean, it really is. What's happening over there at Fox News? You know, they're actually asking guests now to contribute money to help bail Trump out of the debt that he's in at this point.
He's got till Monday to come up with $423 million or whatever. Still,
I think
if you add
up all the properties he has, I don't think it adds up to the amount of his fine.
Well, and they're having trouble, with the property seizures. There's a lot involved. He's made so many of these companies umbrella LLCs,
and
he doesn't really own them. Somebody else owns them, but they are, loaning out. I mean, they're borrowing his name.
Borrowing his name.
Yeah. And so they want to seize these properties, but that's not exactly easy to do the way he set up the companies.
And then, of course, he overvalued the properties.
Of course.
So now they got to figure out what the real value is in order to get, if they do seize the property, they have to get the real value for those properties.
Mm-hmm.
And he is asking for $5 to $10 donations, which we played. I can't find that cut, but
right.
We'll try and get that and try to help him out, you know, give him a little press, a little publicity.
Yeah.
Where he's begging for money. $5 to $10 donations, please.
And now Fox News Sundays, they're selling prayer time on.
Yes, yes.
So they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Sponsors of prayer.
He's making money. Wait, what? We can make money selling prayer time.
We've got Ron Johnson next hour. We've got to get into that. I think I'm on that recall bandwagon.
All right. 6:59, coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show for Friday morning after news, weather, and sports. As we were saying, let the sun shine. It's the
John and Gordy Show. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Idaho prison inmate who escaped from a Boise lockup with the help of an accomplice found following a two-day manhunt.